Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today we're talking about being annoyed. Cindy, it's been an exciting time in America recently because the American presidential elections have just ended.
And thank goodness for that. I was so sick and tired of hearing about politics. I couldn't take another minute of it. By November 6th, I think we'd all had enough.
Well, that's not exactly the response I had anticipated, but okay.
By the time Election Day rolls around, that means by the time Election Day has arrived, we're all annoyed and completely tired of it. It's a circus of political ads and negativity.
So you...
Me and probably most of my fellow Americans.
You were all sick and tired of politics. Does that mean you were physically ill?
No, that means we were exhausted, annoyed, ready for it to stop. I'll give you another example. I'm so sick and tired of listening to my colleagues argue. I really wish they would learn to cooperate with each other.
And when you say I couldn't take another minute of it?
That means I could not tolerate another minute. Here's another example. Please turn the music down. Lower the volume. That's it. I've had it. I can't stand it anymore. I can't take another minute of thrash metal.
Okay. You've made your point.
Thank you. Oh, you've made your point. That's another great expression. It means you've expressed your opinion clearly. I understand what you're saying. You've made your point. That's a very useful one.
Well, at least something good has come from all your bitching and complaining this afternoon. You've got a major bug up your ass today.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
Do not. Oh, wait a minute. Let's elaborate on that some more. Otherwise, everyone will think I'm suffering from an infestation of insects.
Good idea. Let me repeat. You've got a major bug up your ass today.
Thank you, Marta. And by the way, everyone, don't use that language in front of your grandmother, okay? All right, my dear friend. What was that again? You've got a bug?
A major bug.
Oh, a major bug. Sorry. You've got a major bug up your ass today. Okay, that means you're annoyed today. Not in a good mood. You've got a problem. Something is bothering you and you're being unpleasant to the people around you.
Can you use that in a sentence?
You're killing me. All right, here's an example. John's got a major bug up his ass today. He's been in a bad mood ever since he found out his wife was cheating on him with the mailman.
Got it. But Cindy, I know there's another bug-related expression out there. You're bugging me.
We usually combine it with quit it. So we would say, quit it, you're bugging me. Or quit it, you're starting to bug me.
That means, stop it, you're annoying me.
Uh-huh. Quit it, you're bugging me. I always say that to my neighbor's dog, but he never listens.
Do you have another one for us?
Here's one for all of you moms and dads out there. You can use this, for example, when your kids are fighting in the back seat and you need to concentrate on driving.
Okay, let's hear it.
Knock it off right now.
Marta, are you still there?
That depends. Are you going to bite my head off?
No, I'm not going to bite your head off.
You're starting to grate on my nerves. Now you're starting to annoy me. Why don't you go sign up for a yoga class or something?
Oh, I've done it now. I've annoyed the woman of steel.
I think it's time to call it a day and finish up here. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Thanks, everyone. Come and catch up with us later on our Facebook page, iTunes, Podomatic, Twitter, YouTube, and on our blog at www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Who are you calling?
I'm signing you up for yoga lessons.
I do not need yoga.
Good afternoon, Sleepy Acres Mental Institution. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a patient.
What?
When can I bring her over?
We have an opening today. See you at 3.
We'll be right over.
What? Hang up the phone. Pick me up and
right on. My American Friend.